You're listening to Real Relationships on JewishCoffeeHouse.com. I'm Mickey Lavenpell, marriage therapist and relationship coach.
And I'm Molly Livingstone, comedian, and I have a song stuck in my head, but that doesn't matter because today we're talking about...
the gap that lies between dating and marriage.
Okay. What is this gap, I think, of the store, which clearly it's not.
Yes, especially since it's no longer in Jerusalem.
So sad. They didn't have good sales, that's why.
So the gap is the gap of knowledge, where you think you need one thing, but you actually need something else. So oftentimes we think we need someone who is super exciting, super dramatic, super something or other. But the way that that thing translates into marriage is it doesn't translate very well because it doesn't actually do anything for you. So as an example, there's a woman who's dating someone who loves to go skiing and skydiving and things like that. And that was really exciting for her. But she's actually a homebody. So on the one hand, she loves the fact that he's super exciting, but he's the sort of guy who never wants to sit on the couch at home with her. And that really pisses her off, right? So had she realized before she got married that she actually needed
somebody.
Him? Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. This is the gap. This is where I see the gap all the time. The couples and the clients that I work with, right? Where people think that they need one thing. The couch potato thinks that they need someone who's super exciting to balance them out. But really, that thing pisses them off because then they marry someone who is completely the opposite of them, who brings in all this excitement, but then they don't actually want to do the exciting thing with them. They want them to just go off and do it by themselves, right? Mm. So they could say, I'm married to someone who's exciting. Isn't that fun for me? Right. But then that ticks each other off.
She needs someone that like has excitement by jumping on a bed, not out of a plane. That way they're still in the house together.
Right, exactly. Someone who's not such an extreme difference. Another gap would be someone who thinks that they want someone who could really challenge them, who could constantly be presenting like the opposite, the contra for them. And that's something that's really exciting for them when they're dating because it's like, ooh, this is exciting. This is, you know, this makes me feel alive. But then that person who's constantly debating and arguing with them doesn't enable them to finally get to a consensus on who's going to take out the garbage that night, who's going to make dinner that night, who's going to pick up the kids from school. And so they can't like actually move forward in their relationship because they're constantly arguing with each other.
I don't know if I buy this because I find that even if you are compatible in your relationship, is there anything that can truly prepare you for these mundane real life sagas, the more responsibilities you have? You know what I'm saying? Like the bank account, the buying a house, the having children, how to raise your children, how you want to deal with a child that's screaming in a bathtub.
Look, I mean, let's say
you're the sort of- Can't plan that out on date four.
You can't plan every, no, I'm not saying you plan out everything, but at least you could know if you're the sort of person who's a real homebody, who wants to sit at home and watch TV all day or read a book or whatever it is, or just loves to be at home all the time, then marrying somebody who never likes to sit at home, who always wants to be the life of the party, who always wants to go out, that's not going to work very well for you because you're going to tick each other off.
Okay, let me play devil's advocate once more.
Oh no, you never do that.
Both my husband and, how dare you, both my husband and I enjoyed more, I did, being outdoors. And that was a lot of our dating, okay? But let's be honest, I was trying to make him like me, right? And most women will do this.
Yeah.
Sure, 30 kilometer bike ride, that's like 15 miles. Yeah. Would I ever do it again? No. Did I know that on the second date? Of course. Was he aware? No, he was not. Does he still ask me 10 years later, why are we not going on these bike rides? And I'm like, do you still not get the message? We're not doing this again. Meaning, even though I do enjoy outdoors, there are things that I enjoyed 10, 15 years ago that aren't practical, that aren't fun. I'm not, you know, then we got to schlep kids and he's going to fall off the bike and cry about it and I'm schlepping the bike the rest of the way. These things change. And so even if you have expectations of, well, I found someone that enjoys the same things as me, you might still change.
Okay. I do agree with you that things are going to change. But if you're going to have dramatic differences, like you and your husband aren't that drastically different in a lot of things. Okay, he might be a little bit cheaper than you, or you might be the cheap one.
No, I'm the cheap one. Yeah, I know he's Yemenite, but I'm the cheap one. I'm the really cheap one.
Right, okay. Well, someone's got to be cheaper than the other. Everything's relative to everything else, isn't it?
Right, but right. Okay, so.
Okay, fine, but at least you don't have this great, huge difference in the way that you live your lives. Okay, we're not going to get into you.
No, I hear what you're saying. It's like sometimes there's good cultural difference and sometimes it works against you. And you're saying that's the gap. That's the gap of knowledge is like kind of when to know that's a good thing and when to know that's a bad thing. And I'm just sitting here going like, how do we know? How do I don't even know if these shoes are going to look good. I don't even know if they're going to be painful. Now you want me to like plan out life and relationships. And I'd rather just be shopping at the Gap. Like, instead of talking about Gap.
Look, you can't plan everything out. I get that. But you have to have some general idea. I'll tell you where it really counts. This is something I see time and time again. A couple where one likes a lot of closeness, who likes their partner to be with them all the time, versus one who likes to spend lots of time out of the house. That's a very common theme that comes up time and time again. And the more that the person wants to spend a lot of time with their partner, the more the person who doesn't want to spend so much time wants to be out flying around doing things with their friends. Mm-hmm. And this creates a huge dynamic challenge. If the person who likes to be with their partner a lot realized that they wanted to spend a lot of close time together with their partner, they were able to express that in a way that the other person could hear it, then at least they would be able to get that need met more often, as opposed to choosing a partner who is super fun, super exciting, super rah-rah, but they're never going to be around with them. And then that's going to be a source of frustration all the time.
So what I'm hearing you say is you really need to know your own self. You have to know your own gaps.
Yes.
And fill those gaps as well. And then let me also say, though, once again, playing the other side of this, there are people who say, okay, I know what I want, Mickey. I've been dating a really long time. And I see the older you get and the more you date, the more you know what you want. For example, I have a friend who lives here who is an immigrant from America. And so she therefore feels I would only be really comfortable in a relationship with another American. I need an American family that gets Thanksgiving. I don't want to date an Israeli. Now, to me, you're saying, okay, she checked that off. She's got knowledge. But at the same time, doesn't that actually lower her chances of meeting this person by only dating an American?
Well, firstly, it might limiting her chances aren't necessarily a bad thing. It just means that she's isolating the kind of person that she wants to be with. But the other way of looking at it is that really her need? Does she really need an American, or does she need a person who understands her culture? Mm-hmm. There's a difference there, isn't there?
Right. Well, that's kind of what I think, because I have an Israeli husband. Now, he has one American parent, but he didn't live in America. And he doesn't get things like Thanksgiving. I mean, stuffing is like the worst possible option. It's not food for him. You understand? Right. He looks at it and he's like, so you took bread and you soaked it in what and you did what with it? Yeah. It just doesn't make any sense. But he plays along.
Right.
And that's what I need.
Right.
Meaning, I didn't need an American. I just needed someone that'd be like, I can do this for you. I can be with you in this.
Right. Exactly.
And vice versa. And there are
Americans. She could marry an American who is totally against Thanksgiving, who doesn't want to celebrate Thanksgiving for whatever reason because he thinks it's a ridiculous holiday. Go figure. Right? That would tick her off a lot. So it's not that she needs a guy who's going to do Thanksgiving with her. She needs a guy who's going to understand her. So that means she can marry an English guy. She can marry a Gibraltarian. She can marry an Israeli. She can marry an Indian.
So in this sense, is there a gap for her or not? Has she filled the gap with knowledge, or has she limited herself?
Okay. So for her, she might be overfilling her gap, or she might be expressing her gap in a way that's not actually helpful for her. That's what I would say.
Oh my gosh, this is so painful. So what is some real advice that you can give listeners?
The primary thing you really want to know is, I think it's a time thing. The time and the space that exists in your relationship. How married you are to certain things, and how much certain things are going to tick you off if you don't get them. Like the closeness that you have with the other person. This is something that a lot of the pre-marriage education programs talk about, is knowing how much time and how much distance you like to have from the other person, because those are the sorts of things that are major relationship stressors once you're married.
Okay, right? So fine. So those are two things
that you would want to look at. The cultural stuff is not really the culture that the person is from. It's about the understanding and the level of understanding that the other person has and their desire to really know you or not know you. You know, it's that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So you can't know everything. But there are some crucial things that you do want to know about yourself. You want to know how you deal with finances. You want to know how you deal with intimacy. You want to know how much closeness and how much distance you want to have. You want to know what sort of holidays you like to have, right? Because some people like to have 5-star holidays. Some people like to have tempting holidays. So, some people like to have a mix.
So the takeaway is that it's knowing the gap and knowing those answers within yourself. Not,
yes,
I want someone that does this, but rather, I would like to be able to celebrate this, or my financial situation is making sure I have, you know, plus in my bank account.
Right.
Rather than saying, I need someone who has a lot of money in their bank account, because it's not about that someone. The gaps are here.
Within yourself.
Oh, that's deep. I got it. Okay. Do you know what your gaps are? Because I feel like a lot of people listening, even the ones married, by the way, are in relationships where they're like, huh, what were my gaps in dating that I didn't see? And now I'm in a relationship, serious or married, whatever. And I'm still really not sure. Write us, let us help you or confuse you and hopefully then still help you. You can write us at realrelationships@jewishcoffeehouse.com. This has been another episode of Real Relationships on jewishcoffeehouse.com.
Subscribe to this and other great podcasts at jewishcoffeehouse.com. Real Relationships is a production of jewishcoffeehouse.com.